40 years and the baby's still a baby? 40 years, any baby ought to be ready to be at least a teenager. God Almighty. To be truthful with you, it shouldn't have never been done that way. We should have been educated and we should have been encouraged to accept that responsibility for ourselves without a lieutenant or something over us. You need no captain or lieutenant over you to do those things for you. That's forcing it. And when you force it, you take the force off, what happens? They give up. It's not right. It wasn't right from the very start. But I don't condemn the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for it, because it was introduced to him by somebody else. He ain't responsible for it. He wasn't responsible for it. And he did a marvelous job with it. Did a marvelous job with it. And we got great benefit from it. I'm not saying we didn't get great benefit. We got great benefit from it. But it didn't respect our individual dignity. It disrespected the dignity of the individual person to have somebody, a captain, like he's some little boy. Hey, brother, go back home and shine his shoes. Yeah, have a crease in those pants. Hey, you're shaving. Shave closer. Cut that mustache off. Wear a shirt and tie, brother. Raise your shirt and tie. That's good for the laboratory. That's what you're doing in an experimental laboratory. You know? And you get by with it because you're supposed to be experimenting with people who are not, well, they're not quite human anyway, you see. You're supposed to get people from the jail whose rights have been taken away from them, you see. When they want to experiment, they go get people from the jailhouse. You don't have the right to experiment with free people like that. And it's immoral to do it on anybody. It's immoral to experiment like that on anybody. You see? It's not right. And I know you, most of you. You would be happy if I would bring back in that machinery. Yes. Most of you would be happy if I would bring back in that machinery and put a lieutenant over you. I heard you. I know what's happening. Put a lieutenant over your head. Brush your teeth. Where is that? Keep it tightened up and everything. And that. Oh, you'd be happy. What did you eat today, brother? Brother, don't you eat that? Brother, what's wrong with that? Brother, just don't eat that. We don't eat that. And you'd be happy then.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you don't eat white rice, brown rice. No white potatoes. No shrimp. Oh, this is really what I've been
looking for all my life.
Oh, I've been looking for this all my life. Somebody just to take over your life for you. That's a shame. Brothers and sisters, accept to take command over your own life. Command yourself. That's dignity. Everybody do it on some level, but you have to accept more responsibility to command yourself. Command yourself. Tell yourself, say, look, I don't need all this stuff in my life. I don't need all these clothes. I don't need all these TVs. I don't need all these record players. I don't need all these records. Command yourself. Start taking some of that stuff out of your life. Getting it out of your life. Sell them to somebody else or throw them away. And money come in, you ain't spending it on needless things. So what happens? You got more money to really make more solid progress in your life. All of us have to accept this and command ourselves. Say, this is a duty. I have to do it. Don't eat beef every day. That stuff is too expensive. Don't eat lamb every day. Too expensive. Eat chicken. Eat chicken every day if you want. If I were you, I'd eat it every other day. Yeah, that's right. Beans today, chicken tomorrow, maybe fish the next day, and maybe once a week or once a month, a nice steak. Or a dish of lamb chops, you know? Maybe once a month. Yeah. And malts and shakes, stuff like that, on your birthday. Now, you all think I'm joking. I ain't joking. I'm serious. On your birthday, malt, a shake, a big, nice sandwich, you know what I mean? Just splurge. Yeah. This is what we need to do. And to buy clothes that is very economical to keep up. Something durable, like blue jean material. And press it. Put a crease in it. Put a cuff in it. Put a cuff in the blue jeans. Buy some blue jeans, put a cuff in them, and press them. Put a crease in them. Buy blue jeans, jackets. Not the expensive kind they make. I mean, no, hardware jacket. One you buy at the hardware, one that the hardware man wears. Yeah, buy a blue jean jacket, press it. Make it look nice. Get a work shirt, doable. Work clothes are more doable. Industry looks out for itself. So the work clothes are more doable. The blue jean material holds up longer, you see. And the work shirt holds up longer. The work jacket will hold up longer. Get that. Keep in these presses. Pretty soon, they'll start making them to sell to other people. It'll become the style. Soon they see a lot of people liking it. The designers, right away, they design it for everybody. But don't you buy theirs. You keep on buying the one you buy. You see? And better than that, with this collective buying, we can get in great bulks of that blue jean material, and we can put some sisters to work, and we can make the suit, we can buy the material, and make the suit. And all of us wear blue jean material. So this year we bought blue jean material. Next week we'll buy, next year brown. Next year green. And we'll have three changes after 3 years. A blue, and a brown, and a green. Now, you all say you want to dignify yourself. You say you want dignity for the race. You want economic dignity because there's no such thing as religious dignity and freedom without economic dignity. You have to have economic dignity. As long as the majority of us are welfare people, are borrowing people, a consumer lot, there's no dignity. The few exceptions we have, in Muhammad Ali, or Jabir Muhammad, or some other rich man, the few exceptions, I can name many of them. You have them here, we have them in Chicago. There are many. Put them all together, they represent nothing when it comes to the dignity of the whole people. They represent nothing. All of them together just equal maybe one great white corporation. That's right. All of them together, their wealth all put together, can't even match the biggest Caucasian corporation. So that's nothing. And most of us here, I'm telling you, we're desperate. I know it. Don't have to tell me. Most of you are desperate. If you're not living on crime, you're suffering. That's right. If you're not living on crime, baby, you are suffering. Do you know how much money it takes a week for the average man with a small family of about 3 or 4 children and a wife? You know how much money it takes for him? To live just a comfortable life, $400. I'm not talking about, I mean, he's just barely making it. $400 for him to barely make it. He better not have a big car. I'm talking about living like I live. If he's got a big car and he's flirting, he needs $800. That's right. He needs $800. When he pay his rent, I'm talking about a man that's meeting his obligations. If he pay his rent, his utilities, his bills, take care of his other necessities, he needs at least $800. To just to be just to be what we call average poor. Average poor. That's right. Yes. So our situation is desperate. Very desperate. Welfare can't give you that. You can't get that for welfare. Situation is desperate. So we have to accept to have a philosophy of progress for ourselves. You know, that's what we have failed to get. Those movements that didn't make real progress for us, it was because they had their own philosophy of progress, a philosophy of success. Those like Marcus Garvey, he had a plan. He had a plan. He had a philosophy that separated his people's thinking from the general thinking. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he had a philosophy of thinking that separated his people's thinking from the general thinking. So economic progress was realized, though we had many problems. Dr. King, at least he had a philosophy. So his people were advanced. They made the civil advances, civil rights advances. They made many advances. Conditions were improved. Progress were being made because he had a philosophy of thinking separate from the general thinking. Now, you people who don't want to accept leadership from your own people, you are saying that you don't want to progress. You're just leaving yourself a helpless prey for all the other slick thinkers outside and inside our community who take advantage of people that don't have direction and leadership in their lives. We need a philosophy. The Communist Revolution had a philosophy, has a philosophy. Democracy, the democratic principle of our society, is a philosophy. The economical principle is a philosophy. But in this society that we live in, this competitive society, an open society, a free society, with all this complicated laws and complicated language and devious loopholes, if you embrace it, you can't compete because you are competing in something that's already dominated by old-time, well-established crooks. You have to step outside of it. Get outside of it. Get our own philosophy. Our own philosophy of social progress. Our own philosophy for financial economic advancement. Get our own philosophy. It's not un-American. That's American. Do you think the Chinese community let some general idea of what Americanism to them dictate their lives? No. The Chinese in America, they are disciplined. And they apply their own logic to their lives. So you find a Chinese, he's in a little business, a little laundry, some other business. They're not limited now to laundries and Chinese food, although that's what we're used to seeing them in. They're in these things and many other things, exports and big business. But most of them, the little man, especially the little man, you find him in the Chinese food business. And there you'll find his daughter working with him, her husband working there, the children. It's a family thing. They stick together. And pretty soon they got a business there and they got a business somewhere else. The son gets, in time, he gets him a business somewhere else. I know a Chinese family myself. They solve the business. They progress together. They work together. Now the daughter has a business bigger than the one that the father had. Chinese food business. The family keep branching out like this with business because they work together. They work together and they live on a level that respects their means. And as their means increase, they improve their life. They raise their standards. This is intelligence. This is sense. We can't do it by ourselves. It's hard. It's always easy to do something as a team. Doing something as a team makes it so much easier. We need to do this. So don't forget the collective buying program. Next year, we're going to try again to see what kind of response we get. In fact, we might even announce it before next year. We might announce it in the fall or late latter part of this year to see what kind of response we'll get. And if we get the good response, then next year in the next year in the early part of the year, in the early part of the year, we will, don't worry. We have people here who are very alert, and Allah is Allah, and He's all-knowing. He can protect us if He wants to protect us. That's nothing but foolishness, but who knows? Dear beloved brothers and sisters, the collective buying program, it will bring relief into our lives. So next year, let us try it again and see what kind of response we get and see if we can get the kind of response we need. And I'm telling you, this program, once we really get it on the way, it's going to change our image. It's going to bring respect to us that we never had before. It's going to change our image, brothers and sisters. It's going to put real economic substance in our community. Once we get that, then our leaders will walk with greater sense of respect and pride. When the congressman know that there's economic substance in the community that he represents, you give him a greater sense of dignity. When the mayor knows that there's economic substance in his people who support him, that gives him a greater image with the other mayors of the United States. This is a must on us that we gain economic dignity in America. And we're going to gain it with a socialist philosophy. I'm telling you that you have to accept socialism. Not communist brand, Islamic brand. And we are not bound to keep practicing it once we have improved the condition. Al-Islam only wants justice. Only wants justice. That money comes to the people and the people have justice. That every healthy-bodied man have a job and have dignity as a husband, as a son, a husband, or whatever he is. That's all Al-Islam wants. Dignity for the man and dignity for the woman. Once this program of self-imposed socialism, once this program, brothers and sisters, raise the dignity of our people so that we are no more classified as a welfare community or just a consumer community, we are producers, we have a share, an equal share in the dignity of the economy of America, then we will stop the pressure, we will stop imposed. We say, hey, relax. But if our situation ever become this desperate again, then we should impose it upon ourselves. Yes, we're not advocating something to change America. No, we're just advocating sense to bring dignity, economic dignity, to our people. And if we don't do it, we're crazy. And if we do it, we should, if others want to come in, we should welcome them. If the American Indians want to come in, I'll go to them. They don't have to walk to us. I'll walk to them. If four American Indians want to come in, I'll walk to them. If four Chicanos want to come in, I'll go to them. What I mean, we'll carry them their goods. We'll carry them their part of the buying, the collective buying. They won't have to come to our community to get it. We'll send a truck over there. Take it to them. Give them that service. Yes. I don't know how many poor Caucasians there are, but there are some. If they want to join, we'll join. Them join. They don't have to be Muslims. They'll lose a little something because we're going to sell to them at a different price. Yeah. Every Muslim should get it for what we buy it for. But those who are not Muslims are not a part of the Muslim community. They shouldn't get it for what we buy it for. No. Who knows? If we see that this is very successful and progressing very well, who knows? We might even set up a co-op that will allow all people who have a legitimate right to be in such programs to become a part. But we will run it because it's going to be ours. I don't think any other people are really conditioned to work that program as we are. The training under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was good for us. The Islamic philosophy is perfect for us. If we do this, brothers and sisters, believe me, we will overcome We will get out of that old image as a failure. That image as a race of failure, we'll kill it forever. And we're duty bound to do that. So let's try it again next year. And while we're waiting for next year to come, let us all execute more self-command in our lives. Let us say no to that amount of materialism in our life that we know is above our means. Let's say no to it. Let's say no to all this superfluous, excess materialism in our lives. We don't need it. Let us be comfortable with less, with much less. And let us use that money, put it in the bank and save it, either to get the benefit of collective buying or to advance or to improve upon your own condition as an individual, as a family. Use it for that. One of these days, I hope that we will build a housing project for ourselves. A housing project that will be designed to meet our needs and to fit our means. See, these people that designed these old houses we live in, they were designed for people who had much more money. So they're too much for us. They're too much. The cost to keep them up is too much for us. They're too much. These homes are not designed for us. If we had homes built for us, they would be cheaper, and they would be cheaper to keep up. Repairs and everything could be much, much cheaper. So we need this. It's not going to come in one day. It's going to come in a long time. Hey, I overlooked the clock. It's a few minutes after 12. I didn't see it. I told you when I see it, I was going to stop. As-salamu alaykum.